Shvius, Perek Zion, Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah will give us a list of additional items that are considered to be edible and therefore subject to the laws of Shvius. Lulve Zerodim, young sprouts of a tree called Zerodim. I've seen it translated, something called the service tree, I don't know what that is. The Charuvin, or the sprouts of a Charuvin are carobs or buxer. Yesh lehem Shvius, v'ledimei en Shvius. They have Kedusha Shvius, the sprouts themselves, and the demand, those the monies that are exchanged for them, also have the dinim of Shvius. Yesh lehem beer, v'ledimei en beer. The laws of beer apply to them and to their monies. Lulvei ha'ela, the young sprouts of Ela, which is found throughout Tanakh, some are translated as something called a terebinth tree. Vabatna, or pistachios. Vatadin, or thorns, bushes, apparently were certain types that were edible. Yesh lehem shvius, ledeman shvius, those sprouts would have, the young sprouts that are still edible, would have the laws of Shemitah applied to them, ledeman shvius, and the monies that are exchanged for them also have the din of Kedusha shvius. But however, ein lehem bir v'lo ledeman bir. However, these items, the sprouts of the Ela, Batna, and Atadin, do not have the laws of beer, below the demand beer, nor do the monies exchanged for them have the laws of beer. That's because they remain attached to the ground, they don't disappear, and therefore the laws of beer are not applicable to them. Aval la'olin, however, to their leaves, yesh beer, there is a law of beer for the leaves of these types of plants, v'pnei noshrin me'avien, because they do fall off from their source, they do fall off from the branches, and therefore the laws of beer apply to them since they are nivar min asada, since they do get destroyed or disappear from the field eventually.